Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Mem Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Ches Med Aleph, at the Mishnah, beginning of the new Perek, B'me Tomnin. B'me Tomnin of Me In Tomnin. What may one do at Tmala, which means insulate things, and what is it forbidden, because we forbid in anything that adds heat, and this cannot be done even before Shabbos. In Tomnin, Lebe Gefes, Lebe Zevel, Lebe Melech, Lebe Siv, Lebe Chol, Ben Lachin, Ben Yibishin. Hadmon is forbidden in gefeth, which is a waste of olives or sesame after the oil is extracted, in manure, salt, plaster, and sand, whether they're moist or dry. Le'ibitevin, le'ibimoichim, le'ibizugim, le'ibasovim, bezman shein lachim, avotomnin, behin, kashen yivashim. Hadmon is forbidden in straw, grape skins, or pits, tufts, and grass when they are wet, but hadmon is permitted in them if they are dry. Tomnin b'ksus v'peirus v'kanfeyona v'na'ov shopishtan v'na'seiris shacharashim daka. Hadmon is permitted in clothing, in produce, dove's feathers, sawdust, and fine chaff of flax. Rabbi Yehuda oiseh v'daka v'mata v'gasa, Rabbi Yehuda forbids it if it's fine and permits it if it's coarse. And the Gemara says, v'lefi shadram halalu v'oischim v'matichim v'hunaitlan v'hentasim v'seich yadoi. The Gemara says, it's because these items are hot and make things hot. Perhaps he'll fear that they are too hot. And he takes them and puts them in his hand until they're not so hot, and he'll return them to the insulation, and they add heat. Therefore, they forbade hadmona in them even before Shabbos. Hadmona on Shabbos is forbidden, lest one heats up the food before wrapping it. It's like Rosa Ben Azariah, who says that a box, one who removes it from the tufts of wool, he tilts it on his side and takes from it, he doesn't remove it, lest he be unable to return it. According to the Rabbanon of over there of Babel, who say that if it was a pot not put in a box, is not considered hadmona, and there's no concern, so it's permitted. The Mishnah that teaches that one may do hatmana when it's sofik darkness, sofik not dark, doubtfully dark. Ha im chashecha also it's main bahem, which implies that if it's dark, it's forbidden to do hatmana in them. It means matters that don't have heat. What's the reason? Tamanamin b'pnei bittul beis hamedrash. The answer there in Bavel is due to a bit, the bitul beis medrash means they used to learn on Shabbos night. If you can do hatmana after dark, people will delay to go learning. We have a second answer. It's due to suspicion. If you'll tell him that he's permitted to do hatmana after dark, he won't do all his needs, means he won't cook it fully during the day. If you tell him it's forbidden, he will do all of his needs during the day. How do these reasons differ? They differ about wrapping snow and cold food or drink to keep it cold. According to Rabbi Abba, it's permitted. And according to Rabbanon there, it is forbidden. Asu tamina mepnei kira. So say now, Asa Kira, Shehavela Miyut, Mipnei Kira, Shehavela Murba. If you bade Hatmana on Shabbos or before Shabbos in something that adds heat due to a Kira, means lest you do Shehir on a Kira. If you bade a Kira with little heat due to a very hot Kira. Asu Tavshio Shinizbasha Kosoche, Mipnei Shetavshio Shinizbasha Kosoche. Asu Chamin, Mipnei Tavshio Shinizbasha Kosoche. Chazu Vetiru Chamin. If you bade a fully cooked tavshil due to one that was not fully cooked, if you bade hot water, which is misnah v'rala, which will just condense and get worse, due to a fully cooked food that is misnah v'yafalai, that means a fully cooked tavshil that will improve when you continue to cook it even after it's fully cooked, a retracted and permitted hot water. Tani ein tomnin b'remetz. The Bible says when we not do hatmana in remetz, which is ashes with some coals inside. Amu b'zeira ada amma. Rabbi Zeira infers that one may do hatmana in cold ashes. It's like Rabbi Yannai's daughter, she used to serve in front of her father and brought very hot tafshilin in front of him. Amala heich if abida, amale kamar vegifta. Amala loite avdetain ela kamar goi kufta, veyava kufta al gifta. He asked her how she does it, and she said she wraps in gefes. He told her, do not do this, rather wrap in a box and put the box on top of gefes, lest the pot touch something that adds heat. Rabbi Zeira disagrees with this. Quoting Rabbi Chanina, says that if the gefes is below and straws on both sides, it's forbidden, and Rabbi Yannai agrees. Achin boy balulan mahein. The Gemara asks, Achin asked that, however, we ask if you mixed together something which we may do at mona and something which we may not do, what's the law? The answer is we learn from the following: one may do at mona in garments, in peiros, which is produce, and in dove feathers. Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi, the shame of Yossi bar Chanina, had other tamer, b'shalei rabbas vakuvitan. Or in rabbas vakuvitan, also it's main bahed. Rabbi Papazi, quoting Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, said that this is when there's not more that rotted than what did not rot. But if there's more that rotted, it's forbidden because it adds heat, and this shows that for a mixture, it depends on the majority. B'lai b'chol, and the Mishnah said, and he can't use sand, b'mantaninan matilin lo'yse b'chol b'shul she'yamtim. And we have a question here from the Mishnah. We place a dead body in sand so that it will cool off and it won't decay quickly. And Amisha holds that sand adds heat. Ahein chala mirtach ratcha, a mitzan simna. And says sand heats what is hot and cools what is cold. Ahein tavan bal tikadon hu kamadat yahiv le hu yahiv lach. Hatmana in straw is a deposit. Like you give to it, it returns the same temperature. Anything that one must distance from another's wall because it harms a wall, one may not do atmana with it. Basically says, since our Mishnah taught that one may do atmana in straw, its teacher that one need not distance it from a wall. Rabbi Chagai asked a question from a baisa. One who rents a house to his colleague, the tenant may not make it into a storehouse for grain. What's the reason? Is it not due to the chaff which harms the walls? Rabbi Chananya answered, the tenant may not make it into a storehouse due to mice. Amar Pinchas Rabbi Chanina, mipnei achbarim nisni afilo oitzah shel kol davar. So Pinchas ben Chanina asks, well, if it's due to mice, it should teach a storehouse of anything. Why did it teach specifically grain? Aviyos kash Rabbi Chagai. Rabbi Chagai's question is strong. Esiv Rabbi Shammai hare salaim marchik oisa melakoisul me'ata osel etmoim bayim. Rabbi Shammai asks that one may distance salaim, which is rocks, from a wall, and according to Rabbi Yossi, one may not do atmana in them. Rocks do not heat. One must distance them from a wall because they soften the earth and weaken the ground near the wall. The answer is that's discussing silver slime, which means coins. A sella is a type of coin as well. One brisa permits hatmana in salaim, and one brisa forbids. Rechista answered, the one who permits hatmana discusses salaim of gold and copper, the one who forbids hatmana discusses silver salaim.